Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long My World and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
So, Shawn Mendes has joined a chain of Canadian celebrities urging their fans to self-isolate. Ryan Reynolds and Seth Rogen have also shared messages about social distancing. Here's their words of caution that Shawn shared on his Twitter.
Stay inside. Understand that the quicker everybody realizes how serious this is, the quicker we can all go back to our normal lives. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to the people around you. I'm thinking about you guys. Take care. Love you.
Closest person we have to someone like him in Ireland is Niall Horan. And I'm wondering, I haven't seen it. Now, that's not to say he hasn't. But Niall would be a good person, if you could, to say something similar.
Yes. I wonder, are these people being approached by governments or whatever to, you know, to, you've got a lot of fans, tell them to stay in? Or are they just doing it off their own bat?
I wonder that myself, actually. I'd say the people really, really famous, maybe you have to get to them, I don't know. But yeah, it would be great if just everyone could do it. I'm scrolling through some of his tweets and stuff. I don't see any mention, but like all the chung ones, all the Niall super fans, they listen to him.
They're staying in, though.
It's more the young fellas. Maybe they wouldn't listen to Niall.
Yes, Niall doesn't have that many Muppets listening to him.
He's pushing his album, though. He's definitely, it's business as usual there.
When I saw the video I was telling you about yesterday, he was signing loads of things. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are going to be on The Simpsons. They want them to do their own voices for their cartoon characters. Now, they're available to do this kind of stuff now that they're not officially royal members again. Yeah. Now,
you want to hurry up? I thought they were getting rid of that.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Well, it's been revealed that the bosses of the cartoon have discussed the prospect of the couple doing a cameo, but they've yet to approach them. Producer Al Jean said, "We've talked to Harry and Meghan. I hear she wants to do voiceover work."
Well, they got to pay the bills like the rest of us.
Yeah, and she's got a great voice.
Was she singing in there?
No, for voiceovers. She's lovely speaking
voice.
Talking
about it. Yeah. After a week of disappointment, Dua Lipa will repay fans by transporting them to a different dimension. She's brought forward the album release as we announced yesterday, and with her tour all off, no matter what happens until 2021, she's thinking of new ways. She said, "I've been anxious and emotional during everything. It feels fun and honest, but it was a bit of a manifestation about her new single, Break My Heart." Haven't heard that yet, actually. I like the one 2 songs ago, the current one now. Not sure. Sorry, Dua.
Have you seen Conor McGregor's video?
Does anyone really need him to start sharing his thoughts?
I mean, I agree with most of the stuff he's saying, but it's just...
We have medical professionals. Although...
We're going to have Michael D. Higgins this morning. You know, he's the real deal. I implore my nation, you must stay in lockdown.
Well, in fairness, actually, I'll backpedal a minute because...
me too.
Yeah, what we were saying about Niall Horan, Conor's kind of down to his yes. Legion. So, yeah, just get the word out. As you were, McGregor, as you were.
It's okay.
Probably the only time we'll ever say it, but...
No, but that's the first thing you do think. You think, what's this celebrity telling me to do this for? You know? But then if you think back to Bob Geldof, he was a musician and he was trying to help people in Africa. And people would have said at the time, what's this musician doing this for? But, you know, for the greater good, that's why.
He's just trying to help That was soft, Tim McGregor. Sorry, I just coughed into my elbow there. It's F104, it's 6:57. That's Dish for now. F104, it's the Strawberry Down Clock Medusa. It's coming up to 10 past 7 now, Jim.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're well.
Time's flying when you're having fun.
We're sending you good vibes wherever you are, and we're going to have a little look at what's going on in the world. Mark from Codeline, it's a horrible waiting game, self-isolating after a positive test. So Mark is the guitarist in Codeline. We know him well at this stage. He's been in with us a good few times. And he's warned the Irish people to be overcautious. As he revealed, he's tested positive for COVID-19.
As everyone's telling us, we should all act like we have it.
Yeah.
And go from there. I went to the shops last night. I left till about 8:30. It was a Dunnes this time. I like to mix it up, you know. To all the big ones. And there was quite a big queue. And I felt very sorry for a man because the car park was a bit slopey. And he was loading his Nissan Qashqai with his groceries. And he was on his own. He wasn't old or anything. He was, you know, he was grand. Yeah. Able-bodied. Looked like a guard, actually, honest with you. Big head of a guard in him. Anyway, he doesn't notice that his trolley's rolling back.
Oh, no.
Everyone's so engrossed in the kind of queue and waiting to go to the next bit of tape. They're not really looking, you know. Everyone's just looking down, keeping their head down, not looking at anybody, not trying to breathe anyone's germs.
Yeah, nobody's talking. Yeah, everyone's got their mouth shut, yeah.
And next minute, I see this trolley gathering pace going across the car park. And then, bang! And it hits into somebody's car.
Oh, God.
And there's a guy beside the car who's also in another Nissan Qashqai, and he looks at me and just shakes his head. Like as if he knew that I was going, oh, for... But then the man goes back and he's checking the damage. And then everyone's looking and going, is he going to leave a note or not? Because he's had a lot of witnesses. And then the queue kept moving. So I don't know if it did. But
so
just...
What, in your supermarket, Nobby, what was there a rush on? Like, what did you notice? There was none left.
When I went in, there was very little... They were restocking it, in fairness, but there was... All the fruit seemed to be, like the berries kind of stuff, the stuff that's very short shelf life seemed to be gone. Yeah. The bread was slim pickings on the bread, but I found go down to the bottom shelf and go right into the back, or go right up to went up to the top shelf that I could reach and shove my hand in back, and I was able to get like stuff with a few days on it and little tricks like that that you don't normally need to pay attention, but humans, we're lazy by our very nature, so we just grab whatever we see. But if you go digging, you might strike gold with a sliced pan.
You know those little mini bread rolls you can get that you can bake?
Yeah.
They're very handy. They last ages. You can get a few packets of them and stick them in the oven when you need them. You know, you freeze them too.
Yeah, they definitely keep things easier for you.
So, Irish Daily Mail, Leo's gentle crackdown up to 410 pay cover, no visits to friends, no cafes, only takeaways, Gardaí to break up more than four. But it's not a lockdown, officially. It's just... strongly recommended that we all just take cover now at this stage.
I think the idea for not calling it lockdown is if you do use those words, then people go into panic mode.
Yeah.
I mean, we are kind of essentially in that now, but he hasn't said those words. I think it's very important that he hasn't said those words. Like, think about it. We're not allowed to go around more than four people unless it's family. You're being told only go to the shops for essential stuff. You know, your nails are going to have to wait. So that's kind of what we're in now.
Well, I'm no expert on this, but I'm sure there are people who are, and I'd imagine that, yeah, they have to gently tell the public bit by bit to get us kind of in the frame of mind. Because if you just said to people 2 weeks ago, we want you to stay in your house, people would have freaked. You're right. So now at this stage, we're kind of used to it. It's like, okay, if it goes into lockdown full, we're not going to be that shocked now. It's going to be like, all right, well, we thought that was coming.
Yeah, no, I think they're handling as best as they can, really.
Yes, I think compared to some of our neighbours, they're doing a very good job, so fair play. You know, and, you know, we're as a nation, we like to complain, but I see a lot of people praising how all the authorities across the board are handling this, so fair play.
We mentioned earlier on that Conor McGregor has been using his social media tools to also tell people to, you know, self-isolate and stay indoors as much as possible. And I think, you know, we're hearing a lot about international celebrities doing it. We've a good few Irish ones that could probably step up to the plate a bit more and just spread the word.
Somebody said, what's your thoughts on building sites? I think in the UK, building sites are being considered to shut down. But we spoke to a construction guy yesterday and he said they were abiding by all different rules now.
Obviously, you're in fresh air. I think the process of checking in maybe has changed for that happens on building sites. I think it probably should be case-by-case basis. Obviously, no one wants to go to work feeling fearful and they've got to go home to families and relations and stuff. And anything that puts them at risk shouldn't happen. That said, if you're doing a second fix on a house and there's one or two of you in it at a time and you're more than 2 metres apart or you're outdoors, you know, I heard someone yesterday saying like the commitments that people are building pharmaceutical plants and stuff. So is case by case the best way to do it? I don't know. I mean, it's easy for us to say we're not on a site.
Yeah.
But any examples I have seen, there's a lot of distancing going on and like and those people want to pay bills.
They want to keep working, yeah. They want to keep working. I'd say if they can do it safely, then they should, but I don't know.
We had a stove installer the other day messaging us and I remember saying, like, are people still calling you out for jobs? And he was like, got a family to feed, I've got to keep going. So yeah. I think case by case maybe, but not forcing anybody if they don't want to.
I keep thinking of people who are having, you know, who have big things happening this year, like if they're getting married or they're having a baby or if they're lucky enough to be buying a house or an apartment or whatever it is. And, you know, if something's getting built, that's going to slow down the whole process. I'm just very conscious of people who are having those big life-changing moments and this is happening at the same time. It's weird.
If you've got a big, I mean, look, I know it's context, but if you do have some big event you've been planning for a couple of years, like a wedding and stuff, and it's just been pulled from the, you know, the rug pull, you got to feel sorry for people like that, you know. That can't be easy.
No, but, you know, hopefully there'll be plenty of parties down the line.
Yes.
Cinemas, theatres, clubs, gyms, leisure centres, hairdressers, markets, casinos, bingo halls, betting shops, libraries, playgrounds, holiday parks, caravan parks, hotels, all non-essential retail stores as well, all to close now.
I wouldn't mind if I was booked in for a full colour in Perm this Friday morning.
I know, yeah. Your usual Friday Perm.
What will happen though when all the chung ones of Dublin, not even the chung ones, like 90% of women in Ireland get their eyebrows threaded? What are their eyebrows going to look like? How will they cope as these weeks go by?
Well, we can ask Michael D. Higgins after 8 o'clock if you want.
He's here 10 past 8. Mike, what do you think of the young ones and their eyebrows? It is Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104. That's how the world's looking with some of your WhatsApps on the way after Tupac. Such a mixed story on the WhatsApp. So, yeah, you do have, forget about eyebrows, hairs and wax. What are we going to do? Says Ethna. But then you've got a lot of builders saying we've got to go in onto sites because they're open, we're sharing the same pen with other 100 other tradesmen while security guards stand beside the car window, no hand sanitizer, sharing the same jacks, we're keeping our coats in the same lockup. It's not to say that's happening everywhere, but it does sound like building particularly lads are a bit more exposed and a bit more at risk here.
Well, I heard somebody we know, I won't say who or where, but there was a shop and it was full of construction workers and there was no social distancing going on. They were all queuing up to get sandwiches and stuff like that, but like they were tight. Now, I presume that the message is getting out there now that, you know, you need to keep a large gap between you and the next guy. But, if that's happening, it's only a matter of time before they lock that down too, I'd say.
Yeah, Brian's been on, he's working on a site and some of them around Ireland have 500 to up to 1,000 people on a building site and they travel from different areas to go to their jobs and it's impossible to keep social distance on a building site. We're all working in teams. I think the fact that Leo specifically said construction sites can remain open, maybe the government should be helping sites out a bit more.
Yeah.
Whatever they could do, whether it's giving them hand sanitizer. You know, I know the builder is responsible for the site, but maybe the government should intervene in that bit. If they're saying to them they should stay open, then they should probably support the workers in these areas a bit more. Because again, building is, if it could continue, it's such a huge part of the economy, but there's no point not having lads and ladies not feeling safe.
1,400 on my brother's site. You know, that's an awful lot of people in the same spot.
And certainly what's interesting is, we're getting lots of messages of all the industries and jobs, no one has kind of gotten in touch in this way. It's the construction sector now, certainly the last couple of days, have reached out to us, whereas most of the people, it seems like it's working, you know. Like someone's been on there from a solicitor's office and they're taking it in turns to go into the office. And, you know, that's okay if that helps everyone get paid full pay and you can distance yourselves from your colleagues. I know at FM104, you might have one person down the end of a building or a floor, which is, 150 feet away, and then you have someone like Crossy who's working his socks off, but he's down the other end. So, you know, that's very functional and it can work, and you can text someone, I'm going to go to the kitchen area, are you there? But that's not practical when there's 1,000 people or whatever on a building site.
Yeah, so it's not easy. So, you know, we're thinking of you all out there, and you can see that the construction workers are coming in a lot now because I think they're operating on the same time frame as they used to be, where everyone else is kind of... We noticed them all appearing a bit later than they were.
Yeah. So look, we'll hopefully spread the word a bit for you there, lads. But yeah, we value a lot for the economy, and so does Leo by the sounds of things. Jim, I hate to interrupt such a serious debate. I've just been handed a coffee.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even have to ask for it.
Was it made with your new fancy machine?
It was made with me, yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah. Another fine gadget mess you've talked me into, Nugent.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that machine. It's good crack.
Yeah, I've nearly fallen off my seat here. It's very strange. I didn't even ask. I know in your house that's not unusual. You get asked, what would you like?
I wouldn't make a big thing out of it now. Like, just, you know,
no, and
say,
like, and she,
say thanks.
She was logging on downstairs. I went to bed. She was working till 12:30 last night downstairs, catching up on work. So I'm even more surprised. Coming up on that front, actually, if you are in a relationship, there's a bit of advice for people because, you know, life has changed. You're seeing a lot more of each other now. There's no divide anymore between, it feels like you're working with your missus or your bloke, even though you're probably doing separate jobs, but you're in the same space. So there's a bit of advice that we have for you this morning on how you will get through this, because there can be challenges.
And if you're homeschooling, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Jesus. We'll cheer everyone up, though, with a positive chat with Michael D. Higgins, the President of Ireland at 8:10. He's chosen the strawberry alarm clock to make his latest address. Don't miss that. It's FM104. People are obviously adjusting to the new working lifestyle that is working from home for a lot of people and potentially with a partner. Now, obviously, someone has said, what if you don't live together and, you know, you're just going out or whatever? Yeah, well... that's probably more difficult if you haven't seen it, sure. But you can, you know, you can still keep your... If you're going out with somebody, you're allowed to have groups of, you know, 4 and below. And I presume once you don't have any symptoms, like, you're not being told you can't be...
You're told not to be going to other people's houses.
Yeah, but there's ways around these things.
What do you mean? What ways?
Well, like... There's technology, for one.
Still lost.
I'm not going into it. Couples living together should develop a new normal amid the pressures of coronavirus. And one thing that's really important is people should give themselves permission to talk about something other than coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. If you talked about it all the time, you go mad.
Watching a bit of telly that once might have been seen as a guilty pleasure. Do it. Talk about memories. I think Time Hop is a great app because every day it'll bring you up 5, 6, 7 last year, 8 years ago, stuff that you just forget. If you're used to having your own independent life, going out to work, having times when you're together at weekends and evenings, and that was what was normal, but not 24/7, it is challenging. And the other thing we're being told is couples used to being together all day, such as those who work together, will thrive because that's normal for them. But if it's not, and if you're in jobs where there's a lot of demand on your time or your advice or your experience, the phone's going to keep ringing, the emails are keep going to pinging, and you know, not everyone is getting to, I suppose, clock off. Some people are working double the hours they would have worked. So their advice is develop a routine, try and work in separate areas if you can.
Well, one thing I do now is I'll give my missus a complete hour off. So, like, because we're getting just asked all the time, what do we do now? What do we do now? Will you help me with this? Will you help me with this? It was constant. So she gets an hour off and then I get an hour off some, at some point in the day just completely just get away from all the other stuff. And it really does help.
So that's a good one if you can, yeah. Take your laptop and sit in the bed while someone's in the dining room because you don't have to be in the same place. So again, just don't be like I kind of love doing I love doing the show anyway, but I'm on my own for 4 hours. Yeah.
You're never on your own, Nob. You've got me.
I know. And the listeners, but no one comes near me because they can't. I was thinking about getting a little on-air sign for the door.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Oh, wouldn't it? So
it was funny yesterday, yeah. I had a bit of a cough and I said to Nobby, oh, I've got a bit of a cough. I hope that's not anything. And you said, you always have a cough in the mornings. So it's like, yeah, it's me other wife.
It's true. So if anyone else is, you know, what challenges, I think you'd be lying if you said you hadn't had an hell short word with whoever you're living with in the last 2 weeks or whatever. You know, if there's things that you've been able to do to keep it all in harmony,
do you know,
let us know.
The schools sent a thing. There's a list of things that people can do with kids, but it's actually good for anybody, for families or couples or whatever it is. And I'd say it's good for your sort of good for your head is to look at old pictures of your, you know, holiday snaps or whatever it is. Go find all those archives that you have that you don't get printed, and put them on the telly or go through them and have a look. And it's a good laugh. You'll be surprised how much you'll end up laughing. It's worth trying.
Dig out the albums and bad photographs. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. We've got Dish the Dirt coming up, and Michael D. Higgins joins us at 8:10 to talk to the people of Dublin.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt
with Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road, and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
So, Nobby, yeah, I had my first experience with Disney Plus yesterday. I was watching a bit of Star Wars, but I'd highly recommend, if you haven't seen this, it's a Pixar short. If you go to the Pixar short section and watch Lava, it's brilliant. It's about a volcano who wants to find a girlfriend.
A volcano wants to find... Is she hot?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
She's smoking. She's a volcano. Disney Plus, also Marvel Hero Project, is the feel-good family content you need, apparently. If you're looking for an original series for your family on Disney Plus, then the Marvel Hero Project will keep you entertained with feel-good content, sure to make you feel like the world is in safe hands. It's every single child's dream, apparently. And here's a little bit of it.
Here at Marvel, superheroes are inspired by real-life heroes. So the editors of the best-known Marvel comics have come together to work on a special project about children doing the extraordinary.
We had to find a way to show it to the visual language of comics.
Elijah, he has such a light inside of him.
And yes, I'm a kid, but kids do have a voice. One thing that I love is to be able to feel like I made a difference.
We were sitting on the couch, and he said to me, I'm going to lead a march.
Today, I make a call!
He's a ray of sunshine.
There's a lot of stuff on it. Disney Frozen 2 won't be on until July, so it'll pop up in the box, but you can't actually click onto it. For people who have Sky, I went digging yesterday. It's in the where you can get the Netflix app on your Sky. Disney Plus is there as well.
Oh, very good. Confessions of the Heart with Kevin Hart. Currently, the star is taken to Instagram TV with a series called Confessions of the Heart. In the series, Kevin delivers personal confessions of varying issues. This guy likes to talk about himself. I'm telling you, I watched that show.
Is this the one you've watched?
I've watched it. Oh, man. I just realised this is all just an ego project. And I kind of went off him. The series is candid and relayed with a classic Kevin Hart style that millions are tuning in for. No, he's a really funny guy. But, oh, my God. That show. But here he recalls the time he ate some dodgy chicken and went on stage afterwards.
I don't know what it was, man. You know, I think we ate some raw chicken. Chicken was like, it had like a little pink color to it. That night come, all hell break loose. I'm throwing up. I can't keep nothing down. They come to my room the next morning. They was like, yo, what you gonna do about the show? We canceling the show or what? And I was like, no, show gotta go on, man. I'll be able to soldier through it. My last 7 minutes of my set. Bloop, bloop. I feel my stomach. Oh, no. It's gonna happen right here. So I start trying to speed through the joke. I'm trying to speed through the joke. So I'm like holding this tight ass pose while I got the microphone. And I just said, pat, pat.
That's lovely. Lovely language for this hour of the morning, Kevin. I don't believe him either, because if you've actually had food poisoning with chicken, you wouldn't be able to get out of your bed. I've been there.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got from that show. I was like, hang on a second. One stage he put himself in an open-top bus pretending he was directing a thing, and he's not directing that. And then he had another scene where his live show, he had all his lighting people, he was giving them a team talk. I was going, this is just for the camera. He's not giving them a team talk every night. They know what to do. He comes on the stage and they point a light at him. There's no way he's giving them a team talk every day. Hey, you know, like, I do this with my... No, come on.
Just stick to the stand-up, Kevin, and some of the movies. Does anybody want some good news?
Yes.
Good news. Inside the K is back tonight at 9 o'clock.
Nobby's favourite show.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104. It's 7.53.
Dublin's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And on these strange and unusual days, another strange, unusual thing is happening. We're both in our houses and we're going to connect now to President Michael D. Higgins. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Michael D. Higgins?
Oh, I'm very well. I'm obviously following all that is happening as best I can and reading the reports. And I think it's very, very important that we speak to each other, because even if people have to be isolated from each other, that doesn't mean that they have to lose contact. And I read what is happening, and then I try to prepare messages that I direct at different sections. I spoke, for example, to younger people the other day, and I mentioned how very much appreciated it is that so many of them are getting involved in helping vulnerable people. But I think the big message for this week, without a doubt, is this is a crucial week. If we give it a lash in what we're doing this week in terms of observing what I think it's much better to call it the physical distance when we're out doing things together, and also in relation to the other recommendations about hand washing and all the rest of it. It means that what we do this week will have a huge effect on whether or not we will be keeping things within the realm of management by the health services. Yeah. And I think young people, but it isn't only young people, but all sections of the population have their bit to do in relation to that.
But I think it is things, phrases that only Michael D. Higgins says as president, like give it a lash, is what kind of captures the attention of the younger people that so many people are struggling to do at the moment. And it feels like you just naturally have their ear. You're their president. Yeah,
well, I have had a relationship with young people that I very, very much value. And also, as well, I've been saying that one of the great strengths we have in Ireland is the way the generations are able to speak to each other. So there's nothing to be gained from sitting one generation against another, or by taking one part of one generation and sitting against another. The point about it is that what I said to all of the people, for example, who there were slippages in last week, a week before, it begin again and do this week, do it better. and to do it with conviction. I think it's very important as well to say about this is that to people to concentrate on the time when it will be over. It will be over, but it will be over with the least loss of life and with the least hardship if in fact we do what is tough now but is necessary in handling it. And that's important. But it's important to tell people as well, yes, it will be over, and we're in control of in fact how it will turn out. And I like to emphasize the positive. And the other thing as well is that people say the great consequences that will flow from this in terms of jobs and in terms of the people who will, the economy that has to be restructured. There are other ways of looking at this too, and that is that we'll have to do economics totally differently after this. I think there's a message in all of this, not only for Ireland, but for all the countries of Europe and indeed for the world, that we have to be better prepared. It isn't the only virus that we'll ever have to deal with. So we just have to learn the lesson from this and put ourselves into a state of preparedness so as to be able to protect all our people. I do think one thing that young people will be interested in, they will have often heard from me about my interest, if you like, on things like climate change and sustainability in Africa and global hunger. And that. Just think of how poorer countries, for example, without any of the capacity, will have to try and deal with this. So therefore, we have to keep our eyes open beyond our own borders always, beyond Ireland to Europe, and beyond Europe indeed to our global responsibilities. But I see great changes happening after this. The world has woken up. It isn't the globalization which people were talking about as trade or whatever. It's a globalization of vulnerabilities of different kind. So I think there's a great reminder that Mother Nature is sending us a message as well, that the way we behaved in relation to the planet and the point at which we've come to in relation to biodiversity, we can't go on. So let's do something new. But if you're going to do something new, you do so by inviting cooperation.
Have you been getting to grips with any apps yourself in terms of staying in touch with family and video calls and things like that?
Oh yes, for example, one of my sisters lives. I have twin sisters who are twins. One of them lives in Shannon, the other lives in Manchester. Actually, I was most worried about my sister in Manchester, just outside Salford. They're having it a tougher time in Britain, insofar as that they're now being faced with very drastic measures because they started a bit later. And I have, and then I have people scattered. And I keep saying that to people as well. What you do is you stay in touch, because very, very important to say. The word isolate is a bit strong maybe in a way. What you do about it is that you stay careful. And you're not in contact with people physically. So I think physical separation is important. The cleanliness thing is important. But it's equally more important. I gave an example, I think, in relation to some of the younger people that I would know who are, let us say, delivering groceries or whatever. Even for the moment when, in fact, the person who opens the door, even for a fraction, it's even more important to them to know that there's a connection being retained, that there's a bond being strengthened rather than weakened, than what's in the box itself. And that's important, that, you know, there's kind of, they say, and for the message to be given, like, for example, we'll be back, or I'll be back, because that assurance, anyone who knows anything about social gerontology, and I was a sociologist myself in many cases, knows that the feeling of trust that there will be somebody back, that there is somebody there, that there's somebody thinking about you, all of these things create a sense of security. The last thing that you want to do is to amplify the thing to the point at which you have done more damage through stress rather than anything else. So that's important. And it also is, I have to say as well, the language is very, very important. I think the language now, as you notice in the United Kingdom, about that you're shielding people away or that you're moving them from society or whatever, that would be really not the language I would advise, I think. No more than I'm not particular. I don't use the word cocoon, for example. I would say that what you noted is that those with special vulnerabilities need just extra care, and the extra care is offered and provided and so on. But I think I'm just saying that the way we speak about it is important as well.
President Higgins, a lot of celebrities and musicians are advising on different songs to sing for 20 seconds while they're washing their hands. What would be, seeing as you are our rock and roll president, what would you wash your hands to? What tune do you reckon would be a good one?
Well, you see, I'd probably... I think I have. Oh yeah, that's interesting. You see, I was just trying to. You see, normally in those kind of things, I almost go back to Leonard Cohen, but I think he'd be a bit too somber for the present circumstances. I think come healing of the mind, come healing of the soul would put people off. So I think I'd go to Hosier.
Hosier, very good.
Take me to church.
Great choice.
Excellent choice, President. For frontline emergency workers who are in COVID wards, who are undoubtedly scared, but it's a calling, it's a job, we need them more than ever. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I'd like to say thank you to them. And the best thing, rather than just thanking them, is to support them. And we can support them, in fact, by keeping the strain on the services within manageable limits. So everyone who is doing the distancing, and everyone who is doing the hand washing, everyone who is doing the care, and all of the rest of it, is to some extent making it what their enormous mountain that they're having to climb, making it that bit easier. But I do thank them, and I also thank, as well as that, their families. I think something very good is going to come out of this in a way. Let's just think about it for 1 second. Is that all of the invitations to accumulation and to aggression and to competition and to being to win over everyone else has in fact taken second place to the decent instincts of empathy and the wish to help another person, to actually find those values that might have been submerged for a while. They're coming to the fore, and my wish as president is that we keep them when they have now been expressed like this, that they bring us into the dealing with other problems as well. But to all of those people, wouldn't one's heart lift to think of all the people who volunteered? But I do think, let us remember this as well, let us never forget it for the healthcare workers who are in fact actually doing this out of simple commitment to the Republic that we all live in.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, keep yourself and Sabina safe and well, please.
Oh, yes, we're keeping our... we're observing all of these ourselves, even when we're out walking and all the rest of it. And I so wish all your listeners well. But really, give it a lash this week for the effort to do. Just do much more than the minimum. And then we'll see. Who knows, in weeks to come, we'll be able to say we did our bit in reducing the burden a bit. Yeah? And I often think of the poems that I wrote that were most appropriate. I think the one that was most appropriate was Take Care. So everyone, those two words, very, very important. Take care, not only for yourselves, but for others. So, Slán?
Slán. President Michael D. Higgins, thank you very much.
Take care.
Now, Nobby, that doesn't happen every day, what?
It doesn't, Jim. It doesn't. We better play him some Hosier, should we?
Give it a lash for Michael D.
It's the Strawberry Harm Clock on FM 104.
No, really, it is.
Just when you thought the week couldn't get any weirder.
FM 104's Instagram with Cover in a Click. Young driver car insurance specialists. See what you can save. Coverinaclick.ie.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
So we have Robbie, who's on the line. Robbie talking to Jim and Nobby.
How's it going?
How are you, Robbie?
Not too bad.
Are Robbie, you working or are you at home?
At home, in the back garden at the moment.
Okay.
Now, we're reading the information.
Go on.
Things have changed a little bit for us, so we're reading bits off screens, and Crossy always gives us a bit of information, like, Robbie, we know you work in finance. I don't wear glasses, maybe I should. It says here you're an awful cook. But when I read it...
Oh, Jesus. Leave it there,
like,
Nobby. Leave it
why
there.
Why is Crossy saying that about a caller? And it is, but look, well, luckily his wife is. I was like, what? Yeah. So,
was
cook.
Question, but, yeah. Sorry, I told him I
But you can do...
I balance out the housework. I can do the dishes and other things, so...
Good man, yeah. Well, that's the key to harmony at the moment, is everyone share.
This is it.
So, Robbie, when you normally play, do you score well?
Yeah, I've done pretty well. 8, 9, a few times.
Oh,
screaming at the radio.
Here we go.
And people can't guess. Ones that I think are obvious.
See, I like it. You sound confident.
Probably different now that I'm on the radio, but we'll see.
We will see. Right, are we ready with the 10 questions? We are. So
let's give it a lash like Michael D said.
Yeah, can we get that trending? Give it a lash from Michael D.
We need to get that audio, just him saying, give it a lash. Just stick it on the screen. Just keep playing it.
Give it a lash for Ireland. Right, Robbie, best of luck. You'll get a day off the dishes if you win a grand here.
Oh, yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Which cereal goes snap, crackle and pop?
Rice Krispies.
In which American city is the Statue of Liberty situated?
New York.
How many colours are there on a Rubik's Cube?
Oh. Six.
What is 17 multiplied by 2?
34.
True or false, Take That's Gary Barlow is a beekeeper in his spare time.
God. True.
What food makes up about 99% of a panda's diet?
Bamboo.
Bees are found on every continent on Earth except one. Which one?
Sorry, beans?
Bees. Buzz. Oh, bees. Yeah.
God.
Buzzy bees.
Bit of a beekeeper yourself this morning, Jim. What nationality is Cristiano Ronaldo?
Portuguese.
Which happened first, the smoking ban in Ireland or the spire getting completed?
Smoking ban.
And the Balearic Islands are part of what country?
Spain.
Robbie, you're pretty good, man. You're pretty good.
For some people, those questions would have been very hard. For you, not so much.
Which one was very hard? I thought they were all very doable.
I wouldn't have known Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube is six sides to a cube.
I know. I just wouldn't have. And I probably would have got... I would have got caught out on Antarctica as well for the bees. So I probably would have got 8 out of 10.
Well, that's exactly what Robbie got as well. Unfortunately, Gary Barlow is not a beekeeper.
Ah, sure look.
And the spire was completed first. The spire came in 2003. The smoking ban came into Ireland in 2004.
Oh, okay. Not to worry.
Very good score, though, Robbie. Well done.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
That's the highest we've had for about a week and a half.
Yeah. So, look, keep on chipping away at us. You're welcome to try again and try and take our grand.
I get a mug out, do I?
Absolutely. It's just trying to find out how and when we can get them to people, or do we have to wait until it's all over and then drop in? But yeah, we'll sort it out. We have supplies.
Thanks very much,
lad. All right, Robbie, have a good day.
Have a good.
Thanks for playing FM104's Instagram.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
So, you know, Joe Wicks is doing his PE classes now. You can do that at 9 o'clock, but you can watch it back anytime you want, which is a good crack.
Yep.
He's doing that. But David Walliams is releasing a free children's audio story every day for the next month. So if you want to have... It's called Elevenses. They're daily short stories. It's a good idea. And you can, you know, get a few minutes, stick them in front of this story.
I think a lot of people are doing that. Actually, speaking of Joe Wicks, we do have him chatting to us. He's thanking everyone for tuning in to his classes.
806,000 people live streaming it, and since then we've had 2.9 million people view the video. So kids all over the world, in Australia, New Zealand, India, Thailand, all across the world have been taking part. So thanks again.
We actually have we interviewed Joe year maybe 2 years ago, so we might dig that one out. Just get some positive vibes going.
I think he might be on the show this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
cool.
We're getting a nice little guest list coming up. Hopefully, fingers crossed for that. But back to David Walliams. Here is a little clip of David's spoiled Brad story.
Brad was the most spoiled boy in the world. He came from a super rich family who had made their money from having money. Brad lived with his mom and pop in a 100-bedroomed mansion in America. Because Brad was so spoiled, he didn't even take care of the amazing things he was given.
I know he's Roald Dahl light, but he is good.
He is good, yeah. Now, so you know that all the celebrities did their singing Imagine on social media last week. It got a mixed reaction.
Yeah.
Somebody decided, why don't we do the exact same thing in Fair City? So they've done that, but instead of doing to Imagine, they've sung Maniac 2000, which we nearly played this morning.
Oh, we're getting everything, though.
So this is the cast of Fair City singing Maniac.
Stuck in my house for the year 2000. Yeah, yeah, funky, yeah. She's a maniac.
She walked across the dance floor that night. She was dressed to kill. She was a sexy lady. She had to get her thrill.
How'd she get him? How'd she know? And all the music to beat the tempo. She was up all night. She was in for a fright.
Hey, greetings. Hold tight with the new jam. Hold tight with the mic in my left hand. It's me. I'm up on the groove tip. Are you ready now? Move to the roof now.
Are you ready now? Move to the groove. Put your hands up in the air. One simple question to answer. You ready?
So everybody has a mate who was the guy who would go up to the DJ and say, I can do Maniac, can I do it live? Name and shame your mate who used to annoy DJs.
Before, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, the Mac. I'll tell you what, it's so handy having the jacks quite near the studio, whatever this studio is, because at 1 minute 47 to go on that song, I got in and I got out. That is a world record.
Return of the jacks. Return from the jacks.
Sorry for the LTMI, but, you know, sometimes you need to
know.
Are
you really opening up now that you're broadcasting from your house, Nobby? You're telling us about your underpants, you're telling us about your toilet activities. You know, you'd never normally tell us these things.
I wouldn't. Well, I've never done any link on our show in Just Me Boxers. That was very early now. It's like 6 o'clock a few mornings ago. But I wonder, actually, with this whole working from home thing, are there companies that perhaps they've never done it before? Like, well, some people actually want to just keep doing this. When this does lift, will they have the opportunity to stay working from home? And will people actually prefer to do it?
Well, I've heard that a lot of businesses are going to realise that, you know, that a lot of their staff can work from home, and that means they'd have to have a smaller premises. We interviewed Brendan O'Carroll about 3 years ago, and he said the future will be everyone will work from home. This offices thing is going to finish. And it looks like he was bang on.
Like, you'd have no commute. If you got little people, you're going to have to still get someone to mind them, because that's definitely the biggest challenge. But, yes. You know, you've no commute in or out every morning, less stresses on public transport, and, you do get a lot done. Yeah. Could be the future.
Well, things will change. There'll be benefits from this that people think, I'm going to do that from, like, already there's little things like we do. There's ways that we do the show and edit the show, and there are things that I could do now from home that I couldn't do before. And I'll definitely, you know, going forward, when things go back to normal, please God, I'll be able to edit stuff from home as well as, there's capabilities I didn't have before that I would be able to have now after this.
And I think a lot of people are going to be like that. Like, we've never needed the capability to actually broadcast from our gaffs, and now we can. And I would definitely prefer to be in a full on studio, because it just makes life easier. But at least we now know, and I'm sure the people now know, that they can actually function quite well, and it's all good.
There's been three things. This was obviously the biggest one, and then there's been like the snow, pretty bad snow a few years ago, and then the storm that it was a red warning that everyone had to stay in. So there has been three over the last few years that where most people have been staying home. So, you know, to have all these capabilities at hand makes sense, doesn't it?
It really does. So, I think we all want things to get back to normal, but if you can, even maybe a couple of days a week. What does everyone think? Would you stick to this maybe 2 days a week? Imagine a Monday and a Friday working from home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, extra.
Under normal circumstances, you know, the kids would be at school. Kids would be at creche, you know?
Yeah.
So it would be even better if things were normal.
You'd have the gaff to yourself. We did have someone on the way home from a nursing shift, and the chat with Michael D just really gave them a lift, because
No doubt that, I mean, I don't want to be, let me not oversell how stressful doing a radio show is compared to that kind of stuff. I think everyone is kind of glad of possibly, hopefully, an easier job than people who are dealing right with the face of it.
Our job is to try and take people's minds off it. That's the most important thing we can do.
Yeah, I can't find that message now. There's so many for Maniac and Put Them Under Pressure, but it's there somewhere, and I'm glad.
Well, the main thing from Michael D that I got was he was very positive. Like he was, you know, if you were having one of those freak out moments, which a lot of people are having at the moment, they're grand, and then they watch a bit of the news and they go, oh god. If you're having one of those, it would calm you down. Like we are, the best people are looking after you, the people who are ill, and they're trying to keep the numbers of people passing away down to the lowest, and this will pass. It's just a matter of us all kind of doing what we're told now until it does pass. But he said, like, good things will come out of this. That's the one thing I really noticed from what he was saying, that there will be positives as well.
Lads, you'll never be able to ring in sick again if you're working from home. Down with that sort of thing. No, if you really are sick, you're sick. Like, during these times, if you are working from home and you're booked in for a day off, our employer is saying, take it. You know, obviously, you've probably a lot less places to go. But if you just had one, if you're 2 weeks off, what's the point really? If you can log in and do a bit and hopefully get those 2 weeks, you know, at the end of the summer or whatever. But if you've got like a sneaky day here or something, I'd do it. Give your head a rest.
And if there's anything, we've said this before, if there's anything that you want us to bring you that you laughed at over then through the last couple of years, if there's anything you'd like to hear again, was it an Uncovered and Plugged session you thought was really special? Was it a comedy bit? Was it an interview? Anything that you want us to bring you again, we can do it here, or we can put it online. So just let us know if there's anything from the Strawberry Archive that you'd like to hear. We're going to be bringing you something new tomorrow as well, but anything that made you laugh in the past, big laughs. We want the big laughs.
Yeah, give us a shout. We played the golf club the other day. Good few requests for Wet Dog in the Van coming up the last few mornings as well. Whatever you're feeling. And our talk with Mark from Codeline, who is being treated and suffering with symptoms of COVID at the moment. I don't know. I don't think the band have been in any close proximity. They've been doing some good jams. They're working their magic with Skype or whatever. I saw Steve and Jay doing some link ups the other day. So keep an eye on the Codeline lads' social channels. But this is their new tune. It's called Sometimes. And it's got a bit of a positive vibe going on it as well. So it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104. Hope everybody's well. And we are here to get through this together, and you can give us a shout on 087-679-7104. Now, a lot of people are on asking, can we replay? They're just up. The waking up times have changed in people's houses. I'm not long up, and I missed it, and I love the president. Yes, we will bring the Michael D. Higgins interview at about 9:45. All right, so if you want to tell anybody, a lot of people are giving us the vibe that it helped them. Helped them kind of focus. And
yes, it's very uplifting, and let us know what your new getting up time is, will you? Because we need to know. If you used to be listening to us at 7:30 and now it's 9, we need to know that.
087-679-7104 is the number. Now, this just came in. I don't know how we managed to do it. We're getting all kinds of celebrities to do distancing messages on our social channels, Instagram TV, which is where the Michael D chat is as well. And I don't know why, I don't know how, Daniel O'Donnell did one. It's only times like these you could have them on our accounts.
I'd forgotten this. I'm trying to remember. So it's a mammy who hates Daniel O'Donnell. Every time he comes on the TV, she throws cushions at the TV. But I think we rang her and we told her there was a competition where she could win a holiday. But part of the competition was that she'd meet Daniel O'Donnell. And then Daniel himself appears on the call. So she's funny.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Ellen Bushell, please?
You're speaking.
Ellen, hi, it's Damo Chanel here from RTE Competitions Department.
RTE, yeah?
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Is this a good time to talk?
Yes.
I have good news, Ellen.
Yeah?
You were entered into the competition here by your son, Wayne?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you have won a trip for two to Miami, Florida.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Great.
Your son, isn't your son Wayne?
Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, he has entered you in a competition about 2 months ago. There was lots of finalists, but you're down to the final now. And you are going to go to Miami, Florida, if you can answer one simple question.
Oh, yeah, well.
Now, because this is to do with Daniel and Magella's road trip, you will be travelling to Miami with Daniel and Magella. Are you ready?
Are you messing with me? Go on, I go.
I'm not messing. This is for real. He has entered you in the competition, and all you have to do is answer the following question correctly to win a trip to Miami, Florida, and a 5-star hotel. You will also appear on Daniel and Magella's road trip. Are you ready for the question?
Yeah.
Okay, Ellen Bushell, whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm not calling. You're calling me. I'm Dublin, Cobalt Place.
Cobo Place, live from Cobo Place. We're now going to push you through to the legend that is Daniel O'Donnell. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, how are you?
Okay, you're now linking up live with Daniel O'Donnell. He's live from Donegal.
Who have we got here on the line? Hello, Ellen.
Daniel, you're speaking Ellen, Ellen Bushell. She's ringing from Cobo Place.
Ellen.
Dublin 1.
And Dublin 1. It's very nice to talk to you this morning. How are you keeping, Ellen?
I'm not bad, thank you.
Are you a fan of the show, Ellen?
I often look at it, yeah.
Myself and Magella, yeah, we're going to America and we're doing a new series of going around America and that. So we're looking forward to taking someone along with us. Would you be looking forward to that now yourself, Ellen?
I don't know.
Sorry?
I would.
Daniel's going to ask you the question now, Ellen. Are we ready to play?
Yeah.
This is to get you all the way to Miami, Florida. Ellen, best of luck.
Okay, Ellen. If you can answer any one of the following three questions, you'll be coming along with me and Magella.
Yeah.
Can you name any of my albums?
Oh, God, not off my head. No, sorry, I can't. I'm not here. I just can't think, sorry.
Well, okay. I thought it's fans that enter this competition.
It is fans, but Ellen just didn't.
Sorry.
It's just.
You're drawing a blank there, Ellen. Listen, there's two more to go anyway. You have two more chances.
I'm sorry about this. I wasn't prepared. So.
Yeah, no problem, Ellen. Okay.
Oh, I wasn't expecting it.
Right. You have two more chances, Ellen. Don't worry. We're all rooting for you here in RTE.
Okay, right. Here we go, Ellen.
Oh.
How many toilets are there in my house in Donegal?
How many toilets?
Yeah.
I see. Well, four or five, is it? I know you got the house renovated there. Yeah. A while back.
Yeah, well, you weren't obviously looking up close there. Were you weren't. Go on, what's your final answer?
I'd say four, is it?
Unfortunately, there's 10 jacks in my house.
10?
Oh, yeah.
There's 10.
Who'd
want all them?
Me, obviously.
Right. Sorry about that.
Ellen, you've got one more chance.
I really hope you do this now, Ellen.
I'm
okay. Now, if you're a big fan of me, You'll definitely get this, all right?
Yeah.
What does the O stand for in my name? Daniel O'Donnell. What's the O stand for?
Oh, God, I don't know. Sorry.
Have a guess, Ellen.
Daniel O'Donnell. I don't know.
Have a guess, Ellen.
I wouldn't mean no, Aaron, no.
Have a guess, Ellen.
I can't take, honestly, God,
there's
I can't
a lot
take.
Riding on this, Ellen. Come on now.
Have
this
a guess.
Is a 5-night, 5 star, me and Magella out every night having the crack, meeting people up and down the country of America in Miami.
I don't know. Honest God, I don't know.
Have
sorry.
A guess, Ellen.
I couldn't, honestly, God, I can't.
Have a guess, Ellen.
I can't.
Have a guess.
I can't.
Have a guess.
I don't know. Sorry.
Have a guess, Ellen.
Have a guess.
I can't.
Just guess anything. Have beginning guess. With, come on, Ellen. We're rooting for you here. We're
I can't think. Honestly, God, I just can't.
Jesus. Get a dictionary and first
Go
word
Ellen.
That comes out.
I don't want a dictionary. Thanks very much.
The answer is, give her a wrong answer there. The answer is ordinary.
Ordinary?
Yes.
My God, I never heard of that.
Ellen, what we can do is we can cut that bit out and we're going to ask you that question again. And just if you could sound a bit more excited, because this is a big prize.
I'll go again. Right. Ellen.
Yeah?
Your final question. This is your big chance to come to Miami. What does the O stand for in my name?
Ordinary.
Ellen, you say ordinary.
Yes.
Did you say ordinary, Ellen?
Yeah.
Shout it, Ellen. Shout it.
What?
Shout it.
Ordinary.
Shout it.
Hello?
Shout out ordinary.
Ordinary.
Louder.
You did it. Oh, my God. You're coming to Miami with myself and Michella. And we're going to go around in a big camper van and you can do the fries in the morning. We get up at about 11 o'clock.
No, that's grand.
Have it all cooked for... It'll be great crack. We'll be meeting people up and down the country of America.
And let's bring in your son Wayne is here. Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
There, speak to your mother there, Wayne.
Congratulations, Mum. Did you win the trip?
Are you... You know what? You're having me on. You have people ringing me here. You have...
You heard answer one question. Did you get the question right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
I don't know. Leave me alone, will you?
Ma,
you know what? You're not messing with me.
Ma, it's a wind-up. You're on FM 104.
What?
You're on the radio. You're on FM 104.
Yeah. So is Andy Clossy.
Ellen, you are. You're on FM 104. It's the Strawberry Lamp Club.
You know what? I could say I have the Pope sitting in the sitting room with me here.
Ellen, I can't believe you didn't get me albums right. I heard you're a massive fan of my work.
Wearing, you know, I'm going to dance on you. You're not messing with me.
Ellen, Wayne tells us that you absolutely hate Daniel O'Donnell. When he comes on the TV, you throw things at the telly.
Yet you're prepared to go on holidays with him. What's all that about?
I don't know. He's having me on, you there. You know what, Wayne? I'll slaughter you when I get you.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up.
You curly-headed freak.
FM 104.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.